Tikkun, the Holy Letters of the Rebbe. This is in the volume 6, letter number 1774. And this is dated the 13th day of Menachem Av in Tavshin Yud Beis, Brooklyn. The Rebbe is addressing it to the great genius, a great rabbi, with a lot of titles here. Duber Sheyichria Ali Azarov. Shalom Uvracha. First, the Rebbe says it was with pleasantness. I received your letter dated the 4th day of Tammuz, and also the package of these books. Thank you for this present, for this sending. And for sure, Your Honor, you'll continue to send the rest of the Bichlach, the rest of the books, and also the letters of the Rebbe Rashab that have contents. It's not just a private matter on an individual advice, but things that have relevance to other people. Basically, the Rebbe wants to see and him to send, and this is the things that other people can benefit. This is also the idea of the Rebbe publishing his letters, and they only publish those letters that have an interest and something for the public. It's not just to an individual. And that's why many times in these letters, we don't see certain parts of it. Like in this letter, it starts off with Beis. Letter Aleph is missing, and it starts with Beis. The Rebbe is saying, in some of those Bichlach, those books that you send here, so one of those books is the Sefer HaMitzvahs for the Tzemach Tzedek. So between the single Maimorim, a large portion are from those Maimorim that were printed in Toras Chaim. And in the second book, partially are from those Maimorim that were printed in Lakutei Torah. This is what I see before the proper attention to looking in it very specifically. When the time will allow, we can be able to find out also about the other Maimorim, the other discourses.
Does Maimorim come from the word Morah?
Ma'amar is like from saying. Those are the Hasidic discourses are called Maimorim. Over here they're called Drushim. Drushim are expounding. Now, here the Rebbe says that he asked him a question. Somebody came to him with a question. He's asking the Rebbe's opinion. There was somebody who turned white. I guess he's still single. And he can't find a shidduch because he looks old, I guess. And this person is begging to find an allowance by the rabbi. He's presenting it to the Rebbe to permit him to dye his hair. Wants to dye his hair. So he's asking the Rebbe
Michael,
a halachic.
Yeah, that's you.
Asking for a halachic allowance to allow him to dye his hair so he can find the proper shidduch. So the Rebbe says like this. Basically, this is the concept that the Torah says that a man should not wear, a woman should not wear man's clothing, and a man should not wear women's clothing. And there is various different categories in what we define as women's wear. First of all, there is dress of a woman, or literally dress of a man, which is according to the Torah. That's based on the Torah. Just as we say that a woman is not permitted, according to the Torah, to go out to war with weapons. And therefore, we say that weapons is something degrading for a woman. So that's why it's obvious in the Gemara in Nazir, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, and in the Targum Yonason to explain that the pasuk is talking about when it says kli gever. What's the don't wear a woman the vessels? It doesn't say clothing over here. What is the vessels? The vessels refer to weapons, because that there is nobody disagreeing. Whether it is because kol kvuda bas melech penima, the beauty of a daughter of a king is the inside, or for matters that have to do with modesty is similar. But one of the, because, so basically we're meaning there are certain weapons, certain garments which are designated specifically for women, there are certain garments for men, that's from the Torah. Then number two, you have things that are called, considered garments of a woman, just because of the nature, because those are things that beautify. Women, as the Gemara says, are for beauty. So this is something which women do in order to beautify. And then there's number three, those things that are customs. You know, there's customs, this is what the women do, and this is what the men do. So the Rebbe says like this. So this is obvious, that those that are from the last category, which are just customary, that is possible that there will be a change. So that means that if there's a change in the custom, so then also the laws that you should not dress will change. And also it's obvious that something which is prohibited from the Torah, so even if the custom changes, Rebbe brings down from the end of Masechta Tomid that things that returned in the government of women, yet since there is a very clear prohibition of the Torah, it is prohibited to wear weapons. As far as the middle category, you can say both ways, which means that those are things that are relate naturally to women and not by tradition. But the Rebbe says it's more likely to say that since it's not Torah, this would hinge on the custom of the world in that community. Yeah. So, as far as our situation here, since many women who dye their hair from black to white, it's just because it's the style today, and it has already become common that the fence has been breached, that all men, even those who have already done a shirach, all want to appear younger, and therefore they dye their hair. So this goes into this middle category. So there is an idea to say that this fence has been breached. So even though if it was breached by Pritzim, mainly non-Jews, in other words, it's been done, but nevertheless, since it's already become a man's garment as well, and only something which was specifically beautifies women that has become usur, as the Gemara says in Shabbos, Daf Nun Amud Beis. So the Rebbe is basically saying that it's possible, as Rebbe would say, it's possible that this would not be prohibited because it's become already this style, and since it's not a very clear prohibition, so maybe we should follow the tradition. However, the Rebbe says this is self-understood, that the above is not the halacha, and under no circumstances this is not to be done. And therefore, I've been short without bringing evidence from the Gemara and the Rishonim, because it's not something which is for the Lepoyo. I don't have the time now, the Rebbe says, to go into it at length. As far as, what do? You asked me a question. So the Rebbe says, many of the later generation have already threshed through this, they have worked it through, and the Rebbe sends him to the references, the Shaul Tshuvas, Sholomeshim Madura Kama Chelekala Simerej Yud, and in the places that he brings down, then there is the Sefer Ma'ore Oir, which is a short, a Kitzur Shulchan Aruch for Yerdei Simakuf Pei Beis, Shaul Tshuvas Maria Ashkenazi, who was the head rabbi of Zlotchev in the Chelik Yerdei Simiutes, Shalosh Vetshuvas Divrei Chaim. These are references. Yeridei Sima Samach Beis, Shalosh Vetshuvas Maram Shik, Yeridei Sima Kufayin Gimel, Shaivel Tshuvas Minchas Elozer, Chelik Dalet Simin Chav Gimel. Zdei Chemet Klolim Lamed Klal Kuf Tezayin, Bishomo Huvan Toichen Mekama Svarim and Alvdir. He brings down the content from several of the above Svarim. So the Rebbe says, look it up, and they have already, you know, threshed through this. And they ruled, and rule according to what they are. And the Rebbe is just giving him an additional idea over here, what to consider. And the Rebbe said, but I'm not ruling for you. The Rebbe blesses him for proper health. Yeah. And Hashem should help that this marriage of his son, at the day that both sides agree upon, should be in a good and auspicious time. So here we see that the Rebbe is, first of all, he sent the Rebbe these books from Chassidus, and the Rebbe is saying to him, thanking him profusely for that. The Rebbe is saying, I didn't get a chance to look through. And the Rebbe addresses his question about a man dying is here so that he can find a shidduch. And the Rebbe gives him some ideas, tells us three categories in the what is prohibited clearly from the Torah, what is only by custom, and what is naturally something. And the Rebbe leans and says, perhaps even what's naturally, once it's being done by men, maybe that's lost its strength, and maybe that is something that should be allowed. The Rebbe sends him a ton of references to look into.